cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to The Good Stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brendan DeCue, the good things guy. As all of you should know, if you follow the show or any of my social media, I'm currently touring the beautiful state of Kerala, India, thanks to only all of your votes. And I cannot begin to tell you about the amazing adventure we're currently having. So I'm actually not going to. Instead today, I will be chatting to some of the 29 bloggers, vloggers and influencers that are currently here with me. I've also been watching the South African news from the sidelines while over here, and I have to tell you, there is so much more to the news than just racism and Zuma and corruption and the Guptas. It really sounds like I'm actually speaking about the same thing. So I'm here today and every day to remind you that there's still so many good things happening in the world and South Africa right now. So inspired, so proudly South African, so much of good news. And we're calling today's show The South African Abroad, which is still proudly brought to you by Play Your Part, an initiative of Brand South Africa. So today's show is going to be a little bit different. Seeing as I'm in Kerala, India, and I'm surrounded with 29 incredible human beings from all sides of the world. We've got Canada, Mexico, Peru, Argentina, Singapore, Malaysia, what am I missing? New Zealand, Australia, England, Gibraltar, Italy. I mean, the list is almost endless, and these guys have got the most phenomenal stories. Not only do they have hundreds and thousands of followers on social media, but some of them have been traveling for 2 years non-stop, just seeing the world. So we're going to get into a couple of their stories. We're going to find out how they're enjoying the Kerala Blog Express, and I want you guys to get involved with the conversation as well. You can still tweet us at cliffcentral.com or myself, Brent Lindecue, or any of our esteemed guests who might just drop their Twitter handles. Get involved with the conversation. If you have any questions that we don't get to during the show, we obviously can answer it after the show, but we want you to get involved. I want you to actually listen and hear and be inspired by these amazing human beings who are living out their dream. But before we get into that, every week we bring you the top 5 trending good news stories. And this week is no different. At number 5, we have an amazing school in Grahamstown, which have been hosting events all week for bullying awareness. The best one was a flash mob of superheroes sharing the most important message. The St. Andrew's College bullying awareness campaign started on Friday at the school. It started with an assembly and the school's headmaster officially opening the bullying awareness drive. Shortly after that, a bunch of kids dressed up in all sorts of superhero costumes took to the streets with one message. In a world full of bullies, be a hero. It's so important for kids nowadays to realize, and I think for adults as well, that everybody is fighting a battle that we know nothing about. And bullying is disgusting, and it shouldn't be part of our history. It shouldn't be part of what we do. It shouldn't be part of us as humans. And I think, if I can be as cliche as possible, children are the future. And if kids in a college in Grahamstown are able to see this and to execute it and make a difference, then it can only do good things. And the article's had many views, it's had many shares, people are speaking about it, a lot of people commenting on it, and I think it's just a good news story that we can all learn from, which is pretty rad. We'll put that story up online so that you can read the full details. At number 4, fighting against racism. While our timelines are filled with the Spur incident, and we all know what I'm talking about, some South Africans are using it to challenge us to be better. One of those South Africans is Marnus Broederick, and like many South Africans, he is sick of the racial tension that is gripping our nation. So to combat that, he challenged every single citizen to show kindness and to post stories of anti-racism instead. It blew up completely. The whole of social media started sharing stories of black and white, white and Indian, Indian and black, whatever it was anti-racist. And it was showing a better side of South Africa. We've put together an article where you can see all of the little pictures, the cutest being the other Spur incident where two kids from a different color We're playing pretty nicely on the field. We're going to put that up online. The next, in number three, I think, I don't have Kerry here to help me and sort of point me in the right direction. Kerry, missing you loads. Top 30 things a foreign expat misses about South Africa. The article was written for us by Eva Thiem, which she's just an incredible journalist, narrator, storyteller, and she's actually an expat who lived in South Africa. So she was from a different country, and she was from Germany. She now lives in the USA, but she still misses things from South Africa, which is absolutely crazy. Some of them are obvious, like the view from Table Mountain, and some of them are not, like street vendors or Haridas. I'm not taking the piss here. She actually said Haridas, and I kind of miss them as well. In Kerala, you don't see any of them, which is sort of crazy. She goes on to say things like Cape Town, half-out thunderstorms, the jacarandas, Woolworths, and obviously the awesome weather. We're going to put that list up, we being me, online so that you can have a look at it. And you can maybe add your own in there. Add your own in there as well if you want to. The next story, which we have at number two, is Nando's has done it again. This time pointing out how South Africans like to mix it up. Nando's are on top form when it comes to advertising. We know it. We see it. Everybody shares it. And in light of the racial tension that followed after the Spur incident, Nando's released an advert all about mixing things up. They are opening up the racial conversation by getting people talking. Guys, I want you to watch this. It's actually quite funny. And at first, you think, hang on, this is super racist, but as always, Nando's gets the laugh in the end. So I want you guys to watch that. I'm going to put that up online as well so you can see it. And at number one, we have, sarcastically, Johannesburg, living in the world's most dangerous city. They do call us the world's most dangerous city, but the article is all about the fact that we're not, and the fact that there's so many underlying things that we should really be seeing, and we sometimes take for granted living in the city. So I want you to read that full article as well. I'm going to put that up online, and cliffcentral.com. When we get back, we're going to be speaking to all of our bloggers. Alright, you're back with the good stuff on Cliff Central, and I have three of the 29 bloggers sitting with me in our very own hotel studio. I told you about it. It's a little bit ridiculous, but it's exciting because I'm meeting incredible human beings that are doing phenomenal things. So I'm going to pass the golden mic around, and we're just going to find out who's sitting with us here.
Hi, my name is Livia. I'm from Brazil, and I write the blog Eu Sou à Toa, Tips for an Independent Traveler.
We're going to ask her how to spell that because no one could actually understand, but that's okay.
Yeah. So I'm Jab. I'm the token Kiwi on the trip, and I blog over at tikitouringkiwi.com, and I've been on the road for about 5 years.
5 years of being on the road, absolutely ridiculous. He also hunts cats, and not in the version of killing them. He finds them, photographs them, and then has competitions with the other people on the tour about how many cats we found. It's really cool.
I like cats.
He likes cats. And our third, I'm not going to call you a contestant, but our third Kerala Blog Express tour group friend / multinational human being is...
My name is Kostas. Hello, guys. My name is Kostas. I'm from Greece, as you can understand it. My blog is Runvel. It's a combination between running and travel. And I like to run and travel. And I also love cats, like Jab.
So we're all a little bit crazy, and it's been an incredible tour. We've been here for a week already and seen a couple of things and gone around. And it's been, for me, it's been really inspirational to see people, human beings that are living almost less than what I have, but living so much more for life. So for me, I'm going through whatever perspective change, and I'm learning new things about different cultures. I'm not a travel blogger. You guys are. How long have you been on the road?
I first started blogging in 2012 when I first did my round the world trip for 9 months. Now I work in Brazil and travel whenever I can.
And if you had to pick out one thing about Kerala that has really just stuck with you, we've only been here a week, so I mean, we've done so much. We're doing literally three or four things a day. Yeah. What would you say is something that has just stuck with your mind?
Well, first the people here, everybody's super, super friendly, super nice, the smiles everywhere. And especially Munnar was like a highlight for me so far because it's in the mountains and we got to hike and see the tea plantations and also see the forest. And also because in this Munnar city, we could actually go to the city and just explore by ourselves and actually like see how people are really, really nice, not only in the hotels, but everywhere in the street. You just ask them for a photo and they want to take a selfie with you and they want to invite you in to their lives. And this has been amazing.
I can second that. Literally being around the people of Kerala has inspired me. Everybody is just so friendly and they're so kind, and it's a different experience altogether. Our Kiwi over here have been traveling for 5 years.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I'm pretty slow at it now. I sort of hang around for a couple of months in a place until I haven't been officially booted out of a country yet, which is fist pumping worthy. But in Kerala, I'm much like Livia, the people are incredible. And what's weird is I don't know what the population is. I don't think anyone does. But yesterday,
it's one of the highest densities in the country.
Wow. So
I'm sorry, because this is a standing hotel room studio and the door is pretty much revolving, my wife has joined us, just as a little secret so that everybody knows now because it's out there. I may have got married on this trip. Just kidding. Annika from, I'm going to say it.
Honey.
Blue Elephant.
Midnight Blue Elephant.
I'm going to run around to the other side. Annika from Germany. Guten Abend, guten Nacht. Wie geht's? Alles ist schön, ja?
Alles ist schön, but you only say good night when you're actually leaving, so I'm not allowed to leave yet, or am I?
No, you need to stay now. Okay. You've just joined, and now we're going to get a little bit about you. So, your blog, what is it about?
My blog is about traveling, duh, obviously. It's all about luxury and adventures, and actually really about authentic travel and authentic experiences and how those can often be the most luxurious experience we can have.
And you've traveled, you've been around the world, you've done a couple of different things. Have you been to South Africa?
Maybe.
She says maybe with a glimmer in her eye. That's why Annika and I have become besties. She's actually traveled a lot to South Africa. She's got family there. She lived there for a bit. It was her home. For 7 years, she called it home. What do you miss most about South Africa?
It's really the little things. I was just back home for 3 months over winter, or South African summer, and it's really just the little things, you know, sitting on my cousin's porch, jumping in the pool, having a braai, drinking like a wine. Crazy traffic that I actually don't miss. I miss saying robots and people understanding what I mean.
Maybe the two words, and I'm sure you miss them the most, is lekker and kak.
How's it?
So Annika has become like my wife. I want to get back to Jab though. I was asking him about his travels and where he's been and sort of 5 years of being on the road. What has been the most incredible place that you've been to?
Oh, putting me on the spot, but right now Cappadocia is wicked.
Cappadocia is in Turkey, right?
You're one out of one. You're doing well. So basically Cappadocia is centuries old, blah, 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 but there's a whole lot of fairy castles, so it's like these rocks essentially that come out of the ground and they're magical, and like people used to live in them, people still live in them, and you can just go roaming around for days and days.
And they raise pigeons in them as
well. Yeah.
And they raise pigeons in them as well.
Pigeons inside the fairy castles.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're talking about a fairy story.
There was actually one, oh, you might know, what's the erotic valley?
I don't know, but I flew with the balloon over it. It just looks like penises.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of penis.
That's what you call erotic.
Well, it's an erotic valley in Cappadocia.
Really erotic, just penis.
Penises for days. Yeah. That is the good stuff. Literally, penises
love
for days.
Valley.
That's the good stuff.
Love. It's called Love Valley. Yes.
Love Valley in Cappadocia. Did you take
No vaginas, only penis.
That's because the vaginas are inside the balloons. I'm just saying. So, Jub, did you climb on one of those balloons? Because I've seen photos of Cappadocia, and there are thousands of balloons that take to the sky every day.
To be honest, no, because they start at like some ridiculous hour. I do not trust myself to wake
Come
up.
Come on, you have to go.
And what I've figured out, especially on this trip in the last week or so, is, well, it's happened over the last year, travel for the reason that you want to travel, not just because it's a cool thing to go see. Yeah, that's what every month it's getting stronger and stronger. I'm like, okay, I don't have to do this if it's not going to blow my mind, but I don't need that Facebook picture.
Well, I think that's also a life experience. Do whatever makes you happy. Travel for yourself. Travel for what makes you happy. Kostas, you're traveling and you're here at Kerala. You're in India. Do you travel quite often? Yes. Or do you run more?
Actually, I will run more than travel. I started travel before 12 years, but I travel when I have time for my job, actually. I try to make at least 2 big trips per year. I'm in love with Asia, actually, Southeast Asia. And recently, I'm in love with Kerala, actually. Yes. Yes, I love Kerala.
I think we've all fallen in love with this city, Kerala. It's not a city. Kerala is a state. It's a state. And it's a state of mind, honey. And we've all fallen in love with it, not just because of the people, but because of the beauty. I find that every single day, wherever we've been taken, and I mean, the hospitality has been incredible, and our tour guides are generally pulling us from one event to the next, but wherever we go, it feels like I'm in a postcard, an actual postcard, which is just phenomenal. Your best memory from Kerala, Annika?
My best memory?
It's only been a week, so it's not like you're thinking that far back.
Breakfast. I don't think
she means like eggs and bacon this morning. The breakfast this morning.
Not this morning. In general.
Just
give that back to me. So I need to add that I'm not a breakfast person. I think breakfast you can skip. I don't care about breakfast. Breakfast is me. Then I came to Sri Lanka and then I came to India, and they have a dish here called appam, which is a made out of fermented rice flour, and it's a sort of a steamed fried pancake sort of a thing. It's a bit like a bowl. And then you tear it and you eat your curry or whatnot with it, and you fill it, and it's just really, really delicious. And then they have another one, which my foodie tour guide is going to kill me now because I forgot the word, but it's basically steamed coconutty rice noodles all in a little pancake shape together. And again, you do that thing, you tear it or you fill it with curry, and it's just absolutely delicious.
I'm not going to lie, the food in Kerala has been absolutely incredible. Every single meal we've had, we've all rolled out of the restaurant and tried to throw up because we wanted to eat more. It's been that great. And the experience has been phenomenal. And having the experience with you guys has just made me a better person. So I'm very thankful for it. I'm going to give you a little second to shout out your blogs one more time, or social media handles, or whatever else you want to say. 3 seconds and go.
Find me on the Midnight Blue Elephant.
That easy. That's Annika from Germany.
Kostas from Ranvel.
And that's Ranvel Kostas. He runs and he goes places. What does the vel stand for? What does that mean?
Travel.
Yeah. Ranvel, just checking.
It's a combination.
He's conjoined the two words. And our Kiwi.
It's very Greek, huh?
Hit me up on Snapchat at Jubunator. JUBUNATOR.
That's his big one. Is Snapchat your big sort of medium?
It's where I can have fun and take the piss out of myself and others.
And Jab is amazing. It's been incredible meeting you. And Livia, where do we find you?
Okay. So my blog's called Eu Sou A Toa, so EU.
Your 3 seconds are up. No, just kidding. Just kidding. give us your social media handle.
Yeah, it's EUSOUATOA.
That easy. I'm going to put it all up online so that you guys can get involved, in touch, and start the conversation. These incredible humans, I promise you, it's like the United Nations of travel. It's been absolutely phenomenal. When we get back, we'll be speaking to more Kerala Blog Express travelers.
CliffCentral.com On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com
You're back with the good stuff on Cliff Central, and I have two more of our bloggers. Well, actually, one is not a blogger. She's a yoga instructor that has become an MC on this trip, and perhaps the glue that binds us all together. Newton, it's great to have you on the show inside of our makeshift hotel room recording studio, because that's how we roll when we're traveling in Kerala. And we've got Jackson, our resident Australian. He's like Tarzan. He's never got his shirt on. I wish he would put it back on. It's getting really awkward, but I've got them both in my little makeshift studio, and it's amazing to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So Nutan, I live in Cochin. I used to work in advertising. I was into brand strategy, so I used to manage Asia Pacific, but then somewhere down the line I got a calling and I started doing yoga, and now I teach. So since 2010 I teach. 2013 I moved back to India, and now I've set up a center called Me Met Me. It's a place you come to rediscover yourself through yoga, food and fun. Yeah, that's it.
For me, before we get to Jackson, he's going to leave to put his shirt on. Before we get to him, yoga, not even yoga, this whole experience for me has been very inspirational. And I've really, being in a different country, and not just a different country, Kerala, India, the people, the way of life and what I've seen is changing my perspective on how you get lost in the corporate world. And here there's amazing human beings that are just living their lives, and it's the essence of life, and it's what you do, it's the yoga, it's the back to earth, it's the nature, and I can feel that vibe wherever I go. It's really been an inspirational experience for me. What drew you to yoga?
Pardon, what do?
What drew you to yoga?
I was really unwell. I mean, it's like, you know, from head to toe, I was taking medicines, like all the way from my foot to fix my head. And those days, like, I started doing yoga, and it was the only thing that made sense, and that was the only moments of sanity I would have. So it became, you know, my favorite part of the day. And then I started doing more, and then it became like more and more of my day, and now it's all of my day.
And she does. She's been teaching us every morning when we get an opportunity to do a little bit of yoga and give back to ourselves and the earth. What brought you to Kerala Blog Express? Because that's, I mean, two worlds apart. It's doing yoga in a studio and now sort of hustling around the whole of the state. How do you find yourself here?
See, before I moved back to Kerala, I used to travel a lot. So, I mean, both for work as well as for leisure, and I used to love hiking. And once I moved back, it's, you know, I have not been able to travel because I have a couple of pets and I kind of have to take care of them, and it's not been easy to find people to leave them with. And any which way is the photographer for the event, that is Kerala Blog Express, Jinson, he came over and he asked me, like, do you know anybody who can do some emceeing? And I'm like, you mean the person gets to go and travel? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, can I try? And here you go. So this is the first time I'm emceeing, and well, not bad.
I don't think you're bad at all. I think you're actually incredible, and I think this is a new career path for you. Perhaps, you just don't know. This is where you're going. What I need to ask you though, 29 different countries, different people, different human beings. What is your take on the bloggers that are on this trip?
You know, it's, I think in the last few years of living in Kerala, this has been the most fresh experience, because everyone has a different perspective. Everybody looks at things differently. Everybody responds to things differently. And, you know, I guess because of my yoga training, I get to step back and kind of really look at it and observe different ways that people behave, and try and understand and try to become a bit more compassionate in the process. I mean, many of them are teaching me to be more compassionate, because that is what they are embodying. Many of them are teaching me to really look into the, you know, the situation at hand from a completely different angle, which would have been otherwise lost to me.
And one of those bloggers is Jackson. He's finally got his shirt on. Thank God. He's from Australia. He's been traveling for a couple of months. His story is pretty phenomenal. Surfer at some point, soccer player at some point, lived in America and Hawaii, and is now an Instagram mer, what would you call it? Like a influencer. He makes really cool videos. He studied journalism, so he's not just all about the social media stuff. How did you find yourself here on Kerala Blog Express?
So we applied. They had a competition.
I just apologize to all my listeners if you can't understand him. He's Australian. I've asked him to speak slowly.
So competition, it was a most votes basis. Also, they obviously look at, you know, your blog, your social media, your reach, and what kind of influence and promotion you could do for the state. I applied. I was the highest Australian just, and so got to come.
And how did you get into blogging? How long have you been blogging, Instagramming, social mediaing, whatever that, I mean, what do you call yourself? What is the title?
A bit of everything. I'm a blogger and an Instagrammer, but that's just putting photos on a feed. I'm just doing everything, and I'm an adventurer. That's really what I am at the core of it. I would still be doing adventures if I threw my blog away. I would be traveling around and finding another way to make the small income that I do, and I just enjoy getting into new places, doing cool things, and meeting new people. So the blog and the Instagram is just kind of a byproduct of that, and something that's kind of developed into a way to kind of make a living or survive while doing what I love to do.
You've been a great part of the trip, and it's been awesome meeting you and sort of just spending time with a different human being. Again, it's perspective. It's about meeting different people and getting different perspectives from the world. What has been your best part of the trip? I know it's only been a week. It's not like we're thinking back a year ago going, geez, that was incredible. But what has been your best moment out of this trip?
I probably would say hiking at sunrise, but it wouldn't be true. The best part for me was the first couple of days in Fort Cochin. It's just a really buzzing little place. From the outside, maybe it doesn't look like anything super special. You might not find what I did in the guidebooks or anything, but just walking around the streets two nights in a row, I just smiled at everybody, and everybody was smiling back. I was walking past women washing clothes on the street, kids were coming up to me and playing, and just, yeah, meeting and interacting with those people and having the opportunity to create content, shoot them, and
literally with a gun, he's talking about a photograph, just put that out there.
Yes, shoot them with a camera, and shoot them with a camera, hang out with them, you know, playing soccer on the street with kids, and just, yeah, they've been really open people. And, you know, I can look kind of crazy walking down the street with long hair and a beard, but, you know, people from the first moment they see you, they're smiling and at least giving you the time of day. So it's been really cool for that.
I'm going to post a photo so you can see what Jackson looks like. I might post two, one with his shirt on, one with his shirt off. It's an option. Any plans to come and visit South Africa? A lot of the audience and the listeners are from South Africa, so I have to ask the question.
Yes, of course. I have one friend who wanted me to come and do a road trip to Namibia, and I was super close to doing that, but it fell through. But yeah, it's definitely because of that I now feel a draw to come and visit South Africa, and there's no country I wouldn't want to visit, so it'll happen at some stage for sure. Maybe sooner rather than later.
You've got an invitation and you're more than welcome. I've already said that. It'll be cool to have you over. Shout out for your social links just so that people can get hold of you and see where you live online.
So my website is journeyera.com. I blog 4 to 5 times a week on my website, and Instagram, you can find me at jackson.groves.
It's that simple. I'm going to repost all of those links so that you can get hold of Jackson. To our MC, if someone wants to book you to come and give us a yoga class in South Africa, where do they go? Would you want to come to South Africa?
Of course I would love to come to South Africa. I mean, Jackson said, I guess there is no country I wouldn't want to visit.
Actually, you know what? My bag's big enough. You're coming home with me. Done, sorted. In a week's time, we're going to be back in South Africa. I'm bringing you with me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can fit into a bag in one of my yoga posters.
So just any social media links that you want to shout out.
So my website is www.memetme.com. Facebook is also Me Met Me. Instagram is also Me Met Me. Another easy way to get in touch with me is through Facebook on Nutan Manohar. That is N-U-T-H-A-N and Manohar, M-A-N-O-H-A-R.
It's that simple. I'm going to put all the links up online so that you can get involved with these incredible humans as well. This is Brent Lindekew for Kerala Blog Express, Blog Express, for the good stuff. Right, you're back with the good stuff, and I've actually moved my hotel studio into the pool. We're sitting in the pool because that's how it rolls when you can do whatever you want when you're traveling. And I have the UK, Gibraltar, and Slovenia here. It's like the Olympics of nations of tourist travel people, and we're sort of in the pool and we're chatting. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of a perspective of their trip and who they are and how's it going. So Gibraltar, where are we from? Who are you? I just said Gibraltar. What's cracking?
I'm Gianna, as Brent mentioned. I'm from Gibraltar, which you probably haven't heard of, but hopefully this trip will put it a bit more on the map.
I'm going to pause there. Gibraltar is south of the UK, Europe, somewhere towards something, and she can catch a boat or a ferry to Morocco in an hour and a half. No jokes. That's where Gibraltar is.
Yep, pretty much it. That sums it up. It's day eight now of the trip. And I think it's going great so far. We've had a lot of days filled with adventure and nights filled with getting to know one another and just making new friendships.
Having fun. We got Slovenia in front of me. Yeah, Slovenia has become a bit of a bestie. We drink together. We have fun together. She's amazing. We dance together. Slovenia, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh well, so I'm from Slovenia. My name is Nastya.
You're probably not nasty. It's Nastya.
Sometimes they call me nasty. It's easier for people usually, but yeah. No, we're just enjoying chilling in the pool right now. Looking forward for the next few days, hoping for some beach time, but if you don't know, Slovenia is in Central Europe, not Eastern Europe, between Austria, Italy, Hungary, and Croatia. Just to let you know.
Simple as that. She's telling us where she is, so we have an idea. And then I've got my actual roommate, Jordan, who you may have seen his YouTube on the blog. I did add it to it. Jordan is from the UK, but I don't think he's been in the UK for a couple of months. He's been traveling for a little bit of a long time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I've been... Jordan, UK, Brent said. And actually, yeah, I'm sharing with him, so I'm a bit upset about that bestie comment just there. But all right, we'll move past that. I've been traveling for over 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, living three different continents, I guess, and just working online and keeping going that way because I'd rather spend my money on traveling, and that's just how I've been rolling.
And you, I mean, so the greatest thing is that I've got to spend a lot of time with you, and you're a vlogger, you're into YouTubing, that is your thing. How did you get into that?
I was traveling for about 9 months before I started any of this, and I just wanted to figure out a way to keep traveling. I love videos anyway, because I was watching people on YouTube thinking, how can I do this, how can I be like them? Picked up a camera, started learning how to do it, roll on a year and a half, I sort of figured out how to create videos through trial and error and watching YouTube tutorials, and now it's become a bit of a passion of mine, and because it's a passion, I think I've started to be able to do it well and make money from it.
He's not, he's being very modest. I've checked out some of his videos, I've put some up on Good Things Guy. He is, it's a craft, and you're really good at it, and it's something that has come, it's a talent, and you're cultivating it, and it's flipping awesome. You've traveled for a couple of years. What is the best place you've ever been?
It's hard. It's always a question that's asked, but it's actually, I think it's hard to say the best place, but the ones I always come back to are Philippines and Sri Lanka. There's so much to do in both of them, really. They're really diverse. You have loads of different sceneries, great food, they're both cheap and just beautiful.
So we need to go visit there. I think that's a good idea. Gibraltar, you're the youngest person on this trip.
I am.
And how has that... How, She's 22. How has that been for you?
It's good. Like, I think I haven't felt too immature. But it's nice. Like, obviously, like, being the youngest, it's like I haven't travelled as much as a lot of the people here. But I've heard some great stories, and it's just making me want to, like, travel more. Like, I'm finishing university in 2 months, so I'm just getting ideas of where to go next and hearing people's stories. And it's just, yeah, it's great to hear, like, advice from other people, and seeing, like, hearing about everyone's journeys is quite exciting. So.
I think that's the biggest part of this whole trip. I mean, it's a little bit noisy because we're all in the pool right now, but it's meeting the people that you meet, and it's not just Kerala people. It's the bloggers, the influencers, the people that we're spending time with. That's what makes a trip pretty cool, and it sort of does it.
Yeah, because I think what makes the experience of it, if I was here personally with like 30 people who I didn't interact with, if like we just do what we had to do and then go back to our rooms, and it wouldn't make, like, you wouldn't have the memories that you have with the trips that you have. So yeah, I think that's one of the best parts of traveling, like, especially like fam trips and stuff, is they're the people you meet, and then it also gives you places to stay when you want to go abroad and tour guides and stuff. So that's pretty great.
We've lost Lavinia. She swam away, so I'm going to go back to George. South Africa, have you ever been?
Not yet.
So maybe my question is, what do you know about South Africa?
More recently, I just know about the amazing photography and videos I've seen there. I've been speaking about it with people recently. Like, I really want to get along the garden route, drive along there. I know about the national parks. I mean, I've heard there's amazing national parks. I don't know too much about the country itself, but I think the best way to find out is to actually be there and see it, and that's why I've made South Africa a place that I want to get to before the end of this year, and I've set that as one of my targets, to be in South Africa before the end of this year.
Boom, 2017, you've got a place to stay, bestie. You can come over to my place anytime, and I'd love to have you actually in studio at Cliff Central to sort of break it down and really talk about the stuff that you do. You're a YouTube sensation. You've got loads of followers and loads of views, and it's really cool, and it's cool to see. We've spoken about this a lot. You're doing a job that did not exist 15 years ago. If you had advice to other people about their career paths and where they're going, I mean, you're living the dream right now. What would that be?
Okay, well, I've actually said it a couple times over this trip already in the last 2 weeks, and the only reason that everyone is here on what's been called a trip of a lifetime is because at some point they just decided to pick up a pen and start writing. They decided to do the thing that they always said they were going to do, or decided to take photos or whatever, and now it's turned into this real thing. They're doing this incredible trip. So I guess the best advice would just to be, just start. And once you start, and once you actually commit to it, then everything else will sort of snowball and you'll figure it all out. But as soon as you start, then you're committed and you'll figure everything out.
It's that simple. Do it. Action. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the change. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm going to give them 2 seconds to give their social media tags and their social media places so you can follow them. We'll also post them online so that you can get involved and get in touch with the conversations. I need you to follow these guys. They are absolutely phenomenal human beings. Give us your social media tags.
Sure. Jord, my social media is quite easy. On everything, it's The Life of Jord.
It's that simple, The Life of Jord. I'm going to put that online as well. And Gibraltar, what do we have?
Mine's a bit more complicated.
More than 3 seconds. Go.
Okay, my Instagram, Gianna Marie, G-I-A-N-A, Marie is M-A-R-I-E, and an X at the end. And then T with G-G-I is everything else.
Absolutely phenomenal. Slavinia is something with a brownie. I'm going to put that online as well so you can get hold of her, because we've lost her. It's been amazing. She's shouting at me now. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. I will catch you back in South Africa.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.